Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Supreme Court of Texas today ruled an Ohio bridal shop that went out of business because of the 2014 Ebola outbreak in Dallas cannot sue the owner of Dallas Presbyterian Hospital. KRLD's LP Phillips says the incident involved one of the nurses who became infected with the virus.
Presbyterian Dallas nurse Amber Vinson was one of the people who treated Ebola patient Thomas Duncan. Between the time Duncan died and when Vinson was diagnosed as a patient herself, she had visited the Coming Attractions Bridal Shop in Akron, Ohio. When the state of Ohio found out about the visit, then Vinson's diagnosis, it temporarily closed the shop. Coming Attractions never recovered and went out of business, then sued, claiming the hospital should have never told Vinson she was safe to travel. But during Supreme Court arguments last fall, hospital attorney Michelle Robertson said the suit never connected the dots.
I think a doctor's going to have to testify about whether she really was infected when she was in the store or not.
The Supreme Court agreed and upheld the lower court ruling that dismissed the complaint. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.